USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A historic space mission is now on its way to the International Space Station.
Stage one throttle down.
Throttling down in the preparation for max dynamic pressure.
A former NASA astronaut is leading the way, joined by three customers who paid over $50 million to work in space. The crew will dock Saturday and is taking more than 25 science experiments to work on during their stay. The mission is the first all-private crew flight in history. The jury in the trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor has reached verdicts on some counts. Today, the judge asked them to return to the deliberation room and continue to work things out. USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
President Biden held a photo op at the White House Friday afternoon to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court, the Senate confirming Jackson yesterday with a 53-47 vote, President Biden declaring Jackson's confirmation as historic.
Yesterday, we all witnessed a truly historic moment presided over by the Vice President. There are moments that people go back in history and they're literally historic, consequential, fundamental shifts in American policy.
Biden hosting people outside at the White House, much like former President Donald Trump did, which Biden labeled a super spreader event. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences is meeting on Friday to discuss what, if anything, could happen to Will Smith after his now infamous Oscar slap. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is issuing a repair recall for almost 130,000 wall beds, also known as Murphy beds, sold online. Officials say beds sold online by Best Star at Wayfair.com, Amazon.com, and Costco.com can become detached and have resulted in several injuries and one death. The recall includes several bed designs sold between June 2014 and March 2022. This is USA Radio News. An asteroid passing by Earth is giving scientists a chance to do some research.
An asteroid moving at 35,000 miles per hour came within 79,000 miles of Earth, or about one-third the distance between the Moon and the Earth. Near encounters like the GN1 asteroid flyby offers scientists a chance to learn more about space rocks. NASA is testing their theory to see whether impacting an asteroid will change the direction and speed of it, which could be applied in the future to objects that pose a threat to Earth. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Day two of the Masters, well underway in Augusta, Georgia. Tiger Woods teed off about an hour ago. Woods finishing Thursday with a 1 under par, 71. He's playing this year after suffering serious leg injuries in a car crash last year. More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.